This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Susan has over 30 years of experience in higher education, and prior to coming to Charlottesville, she served as the Vice President of Human Resources at the University of New Mexico. She's worked at the University of Nevada, Reno, University of Montana, and you are from Massachusetts originally, is that right?
I am, born, raised, and educated in the state of Massachusetts.
That's wonderful. Well, give us a little background, the best place to start. We've got a whole lot of issues we want to get to and just a little bit of time because I know you have an incredibly busy schedule, but let's start with a little Susan Carkeek 101. Tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
All right, Coy. Well, thanks for having me here. It's a pleasure to be here. As I said, I was born and raised in Massachusetts. I'm a first-generation Italian parents. You can't tell that by my married name, but I wandered out west after college, got a great education at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, and wandered out west after college and ended up spending most of my career in the Rocky Mountain area. Each time going a little further south, from Montana to Nevada to New Mexico, the great land of enchantment, and was lured away by the beauty of Charlottesville and the challenge here at the University of Virginia.
Well, I told you before we went on the air, don't tell anybody this place is so beautiful. We want to try to keep it a secret. The magazines keep ranking us high on the list of best places to live, and we keep telling them to stop because they're telling everybody our secret. But
the secret's out, I'm afraid to tell you.
Well, welcome to Charlottesville.
Thank you.
Give us an overview, if you can. I often refer to this as a factory town, and the factory is the university. Some of the best jobs, some of the best benefits, a fantastic working environment for most people. And give us an idea of your purview in human resources. How many people are we talking about? Because I think this is very different. A lot of people, when they think of human resources, they think of, the secretary down the hall who tells them where the pens are. And this is a very, very different animal at the university. This is a major, major part of the University of Virginia is the human resources division. Give us an idea, sort of sketch a portrait for us of how big this is and what we're talking about.
Absolutely. Well, I think if you use the manufacturing analogy, our product, our young minds and our students, and the way that we deliver education and the research and the public service patient care that's done is all through people. So the majority of the university, in fact, is people. And we have about 14,000 what we'd call salaried employees, so kind of the core that make the university run. We just finished W-2s. If most of you are getting ready to file your taxes, that might be a number that's familiar. And we did over 20,000 W-2s. So over the course of the year, there's a lot of folks that come and go through the university. But the core of our employees, the salary group, 14,000, round numbers, 9,000 of those are with what we would call the academic division. And you probably know that as the teaching and research component of the university. And about 5,000 of those at the medical center. What's interesting about the university as an employer is it is like a city within the city. I mean, we have everything from police officers, food service, grounds, computer technicians. I mean, just every kind of occupation that you can imagine. Including
post office.
The faculty.
Food service.
There's a lot of variety, a lot of different occupations. And I think what makes it interesting on the staff side is you can have many different careers, but yet have all of those careers right within one employer. So I think that makes universities interesting animals.
Susan Carkeek is the new Chief Human Resource Officer at the University of Virginia. She joins us live in studio for her first, this is your first interview here in Charlottesville, is that right?
Absolutely, yes.
Good. Well, we'd like to hear that. The phone lines are open at 977-1070 if you've got a comment or a question about the University of Virginia. What do people make at the University of Virginia? I know we often see the big salaries at the hospital where they make $1 million, some of those amazing surgeons and researchers over there. But what do most people make? What's a ballpark?
Yeah, the average salary for staff at the university, and I'll split it, the academic division is just over $40,000 a year, and at the medical center, a little over $43,000 a year.
That's so great.
Yeah, we have... I can tell you the average age of our employees is between 44 and 45 years of age. Average years of service, right around 11 years. Although about a third of our employees stay with us, they have more than 15 years of service. And in fact, we're getting ready. The university does some recognition awards for years of service. And we have some employees with 50, 52, 54 years of service.
You're
was
kidding.
The one that struck me as quite remarkable.
Oh,
so,
we got to have a party for them.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Isn't that a great a great statistic?
Susan Karkeek is our guest. Let's talk, if we can, about a new program out of your office, the Essential Work Skills Program, which I really want to put the spotlight on and let people know about, because I think this is a very significant move here and says quite a lot about the administration at the university.
Oh, thanks, Coy. I'd love to talk about it. In fact, today was the first class, so it's a very timely topic. If any of our students are driving home, if some of the participants in the program, maybe they'd give a call and tell us what they thought of their first day.
977-1070.
All right. This is a program targeted for our frontline employees, and so these are the folks that that you probably see most working around grounds. It would be the custodial staff, groundskeepers, the people in the print shop, the copy shops, so the very front line of the university's face. And this is a program to encourage their career development with the university. It's a skills-based program, and it's intended to give people some additional self-confidence, some communication skills, team building skills, teamwork skills, to try to help them prepare for a future career at the university, make them competitive for promotional opportunities. It's a program that that we've actually purchased a piece of it, some of the modules, from a company called Achieve Global. And Achieve Global works with Fortune 500 companies. They told us that that we're one of the first universities to do this, so we're pretty proud of that. Much of their work, though, is done through the community colleges, but that's more workforce development kinds of programs. If you're familiar with the things that through like the Department of Labor programs that would help the unemployed be more employable. And they are typically more workforce development programs.
To get not somebody many into the job market, not necessarily into a better job.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So, like I said, there are a number of Fortune 500 companies now who are seeing the need to, I guess what we would call in the HR business, grow your own and provide those kind of career skills right in-house. And so we're proud to be able to offer that. So it's a 7-module program. 5 of the modules we will use from Achieve Global, and 2 of them are UVA specific. And so we'll talk about the kind of specific things you need to know and navigate a large employer like UVA.
Susan Karkeek is the new Chief Human Resource Officer at the University of Virginia, recently moved to Charlottesville, and has a lot of exciting things going on in human resources at the local university in our neck of the woods. I had a conversation with somebody on the telephone on this very program a few months ago, and they were going on and on about how UVA didn't care about the low-wage earners at the university, and the administration didn't care if they pushed that broom for the rest of their life. And I was saying, no, you're wrong. They have free programs to try to help these people become more employable and get a better job, whether it's at the university or somewhere else. So I'm so glad you're here to prove my point that, in fact, I was right. And this is a free program that somebody who's working at the university and recognizes that they might lack some of the skills that are necessary to move up and become more employable. They can go through this program then and learn those skills and practice those skills.
That's right. And this is just one program, but one that we're particularly proud of. And like I said, today it's brand new. So today's our inaugural launch. But we do, overall, we fill about 40% of our positions by internal promotion. So I think that's a great track record for the university to have, something that we're particularly proud of. And this program is one way to help people be more competitive when those opportunities come open. We're trying something different with this program as well. Because it's so skill-based, we're thinking the employees who come through the program, even if they don't change jobs, are going to have more to offer back in the workplace. And so we've included a $600 salary increase for those employees who successfully complete the program.
Just for going through it.
Yes. So at the end of the program,
That's real
the
money.
The bell rings.
Yeah.
That's about a 3% increase for our entry-level employees. So so we think that's a good investment.
Yeah. Susan, is this common? I mean, the program that you bought some of the modules from said that it's not really, this is sort of unique for a university to be doing something like this that a Fortune 500 company might find is standard business. You just do this if you're a big company. But it sounds like Virginia is sort of out in the vanguard for this, applying some of these type of Fortune 500 strategies with their workforce.
Right. Well, and I think, you know, you mentioned the sort of shadow that the University of Virginia casts in the community. Last year, we got 36,000 job applicants. 36,000 job applicants. And from that, we filled about 1,000 staff jobs. So that leaves about 35,000 people in Charlottesville who think you can never get a job at that darn university. but there's 1,000 people who are pretty happy that they got a job at the university.
Well, and that's a lot of people who want to move to Charlottesville too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you know, on the one hand, we could be more complacent and say, well, gee, with 36,000 people out there all wanting to get jobs at the university, we don't have to do much. But I think that, so we go beyond that and say, you know, it's more than just getting a job. I think this essential work skills program, and I think the university philosophy in general, is about building a career. So it's coming in and staying with us and developing the skills, trying new skills, taking advantage of our promotional opportunities. You know, we spent almost $1 million last year on tuition, educational benefits for our staff. So for them to take classes and to be able to develop their skills. So, like I said, this essential work skills program is just one of the options that we provide for our staff.
Susan Karki is our guest. She's the new Chief Human Resource Officer at the University of Virginia. Her first interview here in Charlottesville. And the phone lines are open at 977-1070. I would be remiss if I didn't take the opportunity to ask you about the Living Wage campaign and your thoughts about this. A lot of headlines last year, very active and concerned students. And of course, we applaud them for getting involved in anything that they truly care about. They had a sit-in of sorts at the at Madison Hall, the president's office, and made some headlines and were, in the end, I went on record as agreeing with the administration for, you know, they were inviting the students to the table and the students refused. It's a strategy employed in a protest. They refused to sit down at the table and have the conversation. But what are your thoughts about this? This is a big issue in communities across the country, and certainly here in Charlottesville, the whole idea that if somebody has a job at the bare minimum, they should make a quote-unquote living wage. One of my concerns is that that's defined differently no matter what town you go in. But what are your thoughts? Because I'm sure you've dealt with this quite a bit.
Yes, well, and I wasn't here last year for all of that, but I certainly did read on the website and have seen a lot of materials on it. You know, I think it comes back to the overall package. I think it's very difficult to pick one number and to pick one piece and only focus on that. It's kind of a catchy phrase in some respects, like apple pie. I mean, it's sort of hard to argue against. But yet, as you say, it is so complicated as you start to peel that onion apart and what numbers go into it and how you calculate it and what about benefits and, those are complicated issues that take a lot of discussion. And so I'm kind of disappointed if the students didn't take the administration up on that offer. I'd certainly be willing to have a conversation myself with them and reopen that invitation if there are those out there that are interested in the topic. I think it's something that deserves discussion. In just the last year, I think the administration has focused a lot of resources on our entry-level employees. And in fact, our minimum wage, which is also much higher than both the state and the federal, and the minimum wages that you might find around the state, the university increased the rate from $8.88 an hour to $9.37 went up to just 974 here recently. So we've increased it by just about 10% in the last year. If we add this essential work skills program and the $600 increase on top of that, we're going to be close to around a 13% increase in just a year's time. So I think there is a concerted effort to try to do the best for our entry-level employees and to make sure that again, what they look at when they come to the university is not just a job but a career, and that this is a two-way investment, and the university is willing to invest in you, and we're asking the same in return that you would invest in us. So, once you get a foot in the door, I think the opportunities and the benefits really do make the university a wonderful place to work. Can we do better? Always. And I guess that will be one of my challenges, and certainly one of my goals is to make it an even better place to work than it is already.
One of Charlottesville's newest residents, Susan Carkeek, straight from Albuquerque. She's the new Chief Human Resource Officer at the University of Virginia, and I'm honored that you could conduct your very first interview here in Charlottesville on my program, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Coy. It's a pleasure to be here.
Look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at cvillepodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.